It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The Wisconsin Film Festival is underway in Madison, runs through Thursday with 150 screenings, dozens of short films to choose from. We learn how to navigate the offerings and find those hidden gems. Call in with a question. You can share comments, 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Mike King is Artistic Director of the festival. Mike, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Thanks for having me.
And your colleague Ben Reiser is here, Director of Operations and Wisconsin's own programming at the Wisconsin Film Festival. Ben, welcome back.
Thanks, Kate. Thanks for having us.
So, Ben, starting with you, both you and Mike, I would imagine, consuming lots and lots of films. How does the festival decide which films should be shown?
Well, Mike and our colleague Jim Healy spend the year watching movies, as you say. I can't even tell you how many hundreds of movies they watch every year, but they go to other film festivals throughout the year, and the stuff that they see that they think would make sense for our audience here in Madison, they try their hardest to bring back and put up there for everyone. For the Wisconsin's own section of the festival, which is films that are related to Wisconsin, either filmmakers who live here or have gone to school here, or films that deal with the state in some way, those get submitted to us. I'm head of the programming committee for that section of the festival. So I work with a graduate student and an undergraduate student. We spend 4 months watching about 150 films and try to figure out of that batch of films which films make sense to show at this year's festival.
Yeah, I wonder what those debates are like around a table trying to figure out what each of you has seen and not seen in a particular film. How do you work through those differences?
It varies from year to year. Sometimes the committee can be fairly contentious. This year we were pretty harmonious. I was surprised at the end of those 4 months, we sat down, we looked at our list of films that we had all watched and talked about from week to week, and we were pretty much in agreement about everything. It was really super smooth this year, which is not typical. But sometimes it's tough. Sometimes one of our favorite films is somebody else's least favorite film. And so there's some spirited debate.
Well, Mike, the festival also draws from older film collections. You have the 1962 film, The World's Greatest Sinner, the 1997 comedy, The Wrong Guy. How do you decide when an older film should be screened at the festival?
Yes, of course, we screen lots of older films at our festival. It's one of our favorite things to do is to create associations between the new films that we're screening and the old films, or there'll be new restorations that become available to us that we get really excited about. For instance, this year, there's a new a 1993 Japanese film called Moving, which was just restored. It's a film that's not very well known in outside of Japan, but we'll be having the North American premiere of the restoration. And it's a terrific family drama, a really incredible film that I was unaware of. And I think a lot of people are gonna be really surprised by it. So sometimes these films are being, you know, reissued, and that's a chance for us to get on board with them. In the case of The Wrong Guy, which you mentioned, that's a movie I've been trying to bring for years to the festival. I knew that there was a 35mm print at this certain collection in Toronto, and I finally talked them into letting us have it for two screenings.
What is it about this film that, you know, you're the right guy for The Wrong Guy?
Well, The Wrong Guy is just a really silly, fun comedy starring Dave Foley. And it's like a spoof of the Man on the Run kind of movie. And one of the things that's so appealing about it is that it's really difficult to see. It never got, it sort of was caught between companies when it came out, and it never got a theatrical release in America. And so it doesn't have much of a cultural footprint here, but it has a cult following. And, you know, I want to give people the chance to experience it together instead of just at home.
Okay. And how rare or common are film restorations in the industry?
Well, you know, they're happening all the time. You know, certain movies get restored every year, and that's something that we always try and showcase. And then at the same time, we'll also, like with The Wrong Guy or Disorderly Orderly, go through the vaults and find films that we have special classic prints of. For instance, another film that we're showing this year that's an older film is called Pitfall, and this is a film that's selected by a visiting filmmaker, and that's another option that we like to offer. We bring in a lot of filmmakers to the festival, and we give them the chance to pick a movie that inspired them. So it's always fun to see what filmmakers choose as well.
Mike King there, artistic director at the Wisconsin Film Festival. Ben Reiser is here. It's director of Wisconsin's own programming, director of operations. You can join questions and comments at 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. Ben, let's turn to some of the shorts that are set to debut. There's the film February or Si Nos Dejan from director Nathan Demming. And wow, following a Mexican immigrant named Miguel living in Wisconsin who develops this affinity for ice fishing, what excites you about this film?
I just this is a film that when I saw when it came across our desks during our submission process, I immediately fell in love with it. It's such a wonderful, it's a short film, but it's actually 45 minutes long, and in a lot of ways, it feels closer to a feature film. And it takes its time, and just has such a wonderful payoff in the last half of it. It's just an amazing character study and a really great sort of Wisconsin slice of life. The character of Miguel, the actor, I just think gives an incredible performance, and there are some other really fantastic performances in the film. It was a delight. Narrative films that come our way for the Wisconsin's own section, sometimes it's tough. It's not that easy to find actors who can do a good job with the stuff that you've written, and you're on a limited budget, but this film feels like just sort of a great American independent film, and so happy that we're going to get to show it, and also won one of our prestigious Golden Badger Awards. So
I think there's this moment in the film where Miguel is like swabbing the pool deck at a typical hotel pool, in Wisconsin. And, kids are all like playing in the pool and parents are, sitting around talking to each other. And Miguel seems so invisible in that moment. And I just found that to be like just a real stunning moment of an immigrant's life and what that was saying in that moment in the film.
Is it Roger Ebert who said that film is like an empathy machine? And yeah, you are put into Miguel's shoes in that film, and you care for him, you're worried about him, and you're ultimately so happy that he finds
He
a
finds
way to
like crazy
acclimate.
Carl in I guess that is what this ice fisher and it's really neat though. You see the influence there of the ice fishing tradition in Wisconsin and how curious Miguel is about that. How do you see the turn there?
I find it completely unexpected. I have to say, the first time I watched this film, I was sort of tense and worried because I kept thinking, where is this film going? Like, what, Miguel seems near catatonic, and he's, not having a good time here in Wisconsin. Who knows? Anything could happen. But the last thing I was expecting would happen was that he would wind up spending a night on the ice with Carl and having a wonderful time, and having this crazy bond that the two of them somehow end up sharing. It's such a delightful and unexpected way to wrap up that film.
With the Wisconsin Zone programming and these films that are either about Wisconsin or by Wisconsin filmmakers, how do you want this category to grow in the future?
Well, I think our goal every year with this category is to find films that can stand proudly alongside the rest of the festival offerings. We're showing the best films we can find from all around the world and all throughout the history of cinema. And I want Wisconsin's own films to be able to share a bill. So, sometimes we'll have a shorts program that has some Wisconsin's own shorts and some shorts that are just gathered from around the world. Sometimes we'll show Wisconsin's own short before a feature film that's, just part of the general thing of the festival. And so it's really important to us that people come away not even thinking so much about, oh yeah, that was a Wisconsin's own film, that, that they see these films the same way they see the rest of the festival. And I think that for the most part, we've been successful with that. And I just chalk that up to the amazing sort of talent pool that's in this state or has come from this state.
Mike King, as we talk about these shorts, the festival featuring 17 films that are labeled experimental, what are you most interested in seeing, in terms of the experimental films?
It's wonderful to have the opportunity to see experimental cinema in a theater. It's something that only really comes around once a year. And these are the kinds of movies that I feel like really need a theatrical setting for you to fully experience. You want to have your phone put away. You want to be able to have a huge screen, surround sound, and really, absorb yourself and give yourself over to experimental cinema. So we do have a few shorts programs this year and some features as well that are certainly can include experimental techniques. And it's something that is something I feel is really special, and I really encourage people to take the chance to see some of the experimental programming that we do.
Mike King is the Wisconsin Film Festival's artistic director. Ben Reiser is here, director of operations and Wisconsin's own programming at the festival. You can be part of the conversation as we tour through the offerings in the lineup. Call in with a question, share your thoughts at 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network.
Hi, I'm Rob Savage.
And I'm Mary Savage, and we're members of the WPR Signature Circle.
Wisconsin Public Radio really epitomizes the whole Wisconsin idea that we serve the whole public. What's really important is having that honest news broker. It's a great thing, and I want to make sure that that's there for however long we can make it be there.
For information about naming WPR in your will or trust, visit WPRlegacy.org.
It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. The Wisconsin Film Festival is underway. Its organizers bring us a preview. We're getting an inside look at the work to curate a lineup of 150 films, including ones made in our state. Call in with a question. You can share your perspective at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Ben Reiser is here, operations director, and Mike King, artistic director at the festival. So we have the 11-minute experimental short film called Parallel Botany that's from Magdalena Bermudez, won a Golden Badger Award for Excellence in Wisconsin Filmmaking. Let's hear a moment from the short.
If the fruits had not been discarded, if they had completed their circuit around the globe, if they had ended up in a market, if they had been chosen from among all the other exotic goods, they might have made their way onto a table and been sliced open to bear their supple flesh, and been placed beside other enticing fruits to form a kind of catalog, then they would have been rendered into an image and placed on a wall.
Ah, that's just... Ben, can you tell us about Parallel Botany?
Well, it's an experimental film, so it's open to interpretation, but it shows us a series of dissections and close-ups of like transformed plant flesh. One of our Golden Badger jurors described it in an interesting way. He said it's kind of like what it might look like if a plant got a colonoscopy.
I thought so, at first I was looking at fish eggs for a moment. Like I knew the title Parallel Botany, and I was like, wow, we're getting so close. And I was like, ah, it's inside of a fruit. Like it took a little bit of a puzzle for me to understand what was happening.
Yeah, well, that's often the case with these experimental films, and this is certainly one that has a lot to unpack.
What did you make of the voiceover? Almost poetry or trance-like.
Yeah, it is. It does sound like she's in a trance. Weird, like she's like she's in a dream state, sort of communicating with the with the dead or with the history of plants. I don't know. It's mesmerizing.
What did you take away from the film, Mike? What excites you about it?
Well, as we got to hear a clip from it, but really the visuals are just so incredible. And I, that's really the thing that sort of absorbed me. And I almost found myself paying more attention to that than the audio. And that's one of the things that can be great about films like this, where you can get completely absorbed in one part of it and then want to re-see it to, encounter it again. And you might come away with a whole new opinion about it or learn more from the film.
You're certainly going to see more, I think. I mean, the close-ups and just the use of color and I don't know the technical term, but there's also some blurring because you're just so close to those fruits. Just amazing. Mike, how involved are film directors in the festival?
Well, we always bring out filmmakers. For instance, tonight we'll have screenings with Joanna Arnau, who's coming in to present The Feeling That the Time for Doing Something Has Passed, her new comedy, which has been playing festivals to great acclaim. And she's coming back for the first time. She was here 9 years ago with a short, and she's finally coming back tonight. We have the great filmmaker Alexander Payne will be here on closing night to present a 20th anniversary screening of his film Sideways.
Oh.
He also has a chosen sort of trucker noir that he'll be screening beforehand, a classic 50s film. So those will be at the Barrymore on Thursday the 11th. And we also have, we're bringing in a filmmaker from Europe, Anna Senjarvich, who's going to screen her incredible new film, Sweet Dreams, that's playing tomorrow afternoon. Then we're going to show her first film, Take Me Somewhere Nice. And she also is the one who selected Pitfall that I mentioned earlier.
Huh.
So, yeah, we love to bring in lots of different filmmakers. And there's many more where those came from. And it's always exciting because a lot of them have never been to Madison before. It probably wasn't even necessarily on their map as a place to go. And it's we have such great audiences and such engaged audiences, and they always come away so excited. This is a festival that really is audience focused, and the pressure's off. They don't have to worry about getting a deal or any kind of schmoozing. It's just about the movies.
You're spread out at a number of venues this year. How do you pay any particular matching of a film to one of the venues, or is it kind of just a mix of where a film might fall?
Well, there's a lot of considerations into how we can lay it out. There's technical concerns. We love to show films on 35mm. So a lot of our classic films and even some new ones we show on 35. And we have two theaters that are capable of that, the Chazen Museum of Art and the UW Cinematheque. The Barrymore is our big house. So that's where we put the movies that we think have, broad appeal. That's where Sideways will be. That's where opening night was. That's where we have, some of the big comedies in the festival. It all kind of fits together that way. This year, for the first time, we're at Music Hall. And there, for instance, we're showing some of our movies about music. We have a documentary called Flipside, which is about a record store. We have a documentary about Ennio Morricone. We have a concert film by the great composer Ryuichi Sakamoto. Those are all at Music Hall. So we do try and create some thematic themes. And then, another consideration is when filmmakers can come. So what venues were in those days, that can steer it as well.
Certainly putting a puzzle together. Mike King, Artistic Director at the Wisconsin Film Festival. Ben Reiser is here, Director of Wisconsin's own programming. As we look at the lineup, you can call in questions and comments at 800-642-1234. Oh, let's dig into another film, which is titled Patient, the short film from previous Golden Badger winner Lori Falkner. And the film has the audience peer into interactions between these med students and their patients. Let's take a listen.
When was the first time, or how long has it been?
I mean, if I'm really honest with myself, it's been going on for a while.
I'm sorry to hear that. Well, I really hope that we can get to the bottom of this. And where exactly can you point to?
It's right down here.
All right, so it started last night? Yeah, I'm sure it's just something I ate. You know, give me the once over and give me probably even an over the counter something would be fine. But I'm sure it's not a big deal.
Oh, Ben, what stands out to you about this one?
This film is about 20 minutes long, and at the 18 minute mark, I'm still sort of trying to figure out what is it that we're watching. And I still don't quite understand who's on screen. Are these all actors? Are some of them
who's
actually
the actor?
Medical students?
Yeah.
and that one woman that we hear is like a dead ringer for the actress Jennifer Coolidge. So I was sort of mesmerized by her performance. It's an incredibly strange, but again, I think really fascinating. I loved this movie, even though I'm still a bit baffled by it.
I was really fascinated how these med students, who are not, they are actor portrayals, they're getting feedback on their ability to express empathy and kind of follow a patient's nuanced things that they're saying in their body movements. And it really had me thinking about empathy and communication in new ways, or how clinicians are seeing patients. And I think I gained some empathy for what they go through in their jobs. What was your reaction there?
I absolutely, it made me think of all the interactions I've had with doctors throughout the years, and it really put me in their shoes. I sound like a broken record, but I love this film.
Mike, what stood out to you in Patient?
Well, I love films that play with the space between narrative and documentary. And I think Lori Felker did an incredible job with this film. You know, as we're saying, you know, they're all sort of actors, and you start to wonder what it is that you're watching. And she sort of teases you into trying to piece it together. And there's this sort of game, I feel, of watching the movie where you're trying to figure it out. And at the same time, you're getting all the stuff that you're describing about, like, thinking about how you've, your own interactions and maybe how you're performing.
Well, thank you both for joining us. All the best on all the screenings.
Thank you for having us.
That is Ben Reiser, Director of Operations and Wisconsin's Own Programming, Mike King, Artistic Director of the Wisconsin Film Festival. For Disclosure, the Wisconsin Film Festival, a business sponsor of WPR. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network.